brings us to agenda item number five, Mr. Tommy Gardner. Mr. Johnson. Good morning.
Mr. Tommy Gardner is requesting authorization to modify an existing BMRC subaqueous permit to install a boat lift and a 12-foot-long bench seat on a previously authorized non-riparian pier along Beet Creek at 632 Snug Harbor Lane in the city of Newport News. As you can see by the MRC ID number 121423, this has been around for a while, and I should probably give you just a minute synopsis on how we got to the point where we are today. Mr. Gardner applied for this application in late 2012. After running the public review process, it was determined that there was a question regarding easement right access that Mr. Gardner had written in his deed across Ms. Edwards' property. As a result of that, we put the application on hold until civil litigation could be resolved as to whether or not Mr. Gardner actually had the rights granted under the easement language to encroach over Ms. Edwards' property and have water access and construct a pier. Late last year, it was finally resolved that Mr. Gardner did have the ability to use a 6-foot easement across Ms. Edwards' property and construct a pier for mooring vessels up to 25 feet in length. Since this is a modification of a permit we issued in January this year for the pier and two mooring piles, we have to again come before you today, you know, for the modification because it is protested again by the adjacent property owner and the property owner said. The property location is here on Deep Creek, which is a tributary to the Warwick River and James River. Just to orient you a little bit, this is a James River bridge down here to the south. Mr. Gardner's subject property here, 630 Snug Harbor Lane, as you can see, is not a waterfront property. And I'll show you a better picture in a minute, but he has an easement access across Ms. Edwards' property at 632 Snug Harbor Lane, running right along this property line. This is Newport News GIS aerial photography. I've superimposed the piers for Mr. Gardner here in red, and Ms. Edwards' pier in yellow here, and Mr. Joseph's pier in yellow to the south. Both of these people are protesting the project. Mr. Garner's pier was permitted as a 6-foot-wide pier with two mooring piles. Here we can see in the project drawing the 6-foot-wide easement running along the shared property line between Ms. Edwards and Dr. Joseph. And here we see the pier extending out in a straight line from the easement for the court order going out to the line of navigation with two associated mooring piles for the mooring of the vessel. Mr. Gardner is now requesting authorization to install a boat lift in the existing slip created by the two mooring piles and install a bench seat on the pier right through here. They are requesting the boat lift, which will enhance the safe mooring of a vessel there, getting it out of the water during the storm events, and not help prevent underpinning underneath the pier. This is a ground shot of Mr. Garner's pier looking straight out, the two mooring piles here. This is the Joseph's pier off to the left here in the south. Just to give you some reference for the bench seating, you can see that some bench seating he has installed upon his pier here. And Ms. Edwards' pier is off here to the right. Just a little closer view of where the piles have already been installed and where the boat lift will go and the bench seat will go in this general area here. Ms. Edwards, who owns the property, is protesting the project. In her letter of protest, her concerns centered on the installation of the boat lift and how it will further impact their riparian rights. And they were also concerned that there'll be additional parties using the pier. Mr. Garner's property 630 supposedly has tenants that live there and will be utilizing the pier. And also, these two properties further down Snug Harbor Lane, 628, 626, also have the same easement language that Mr. Garner enjoys. So potentially they could be utilizing the pier as well. The Josephs also have similar concerns regarding the use of the pier by other parties, and that they may utilize the pier on their side of the property line, encroaching into the riparian area. Summary recommendation, Mr. Garner was granted the authorization to construct a non-riparian pier with a single boat slip consisting of two mooring piles at 632 Snug Harbor Lane by the Commission at the January 26, 2016 meeting. The installation of the mooring piles was approved, as would provide a safe way to dock a vessel for extended periods of time at this pier. The installation of a boat lift would further enhance the safety of a mooring of a vessel and eliminate the need for use of anti-fouling paints, which are toxic to marine invertebrates. Regarding riparian concerns, it should be noted that the physical space is already used by the vessel tied up between the pier and the mooring piles. The installation of the boat lift would not increase the encroachment. Matters involving property rights in riparian areas are matters for the appropriate civil courts, as VMRC does not have the authority to define riparian boundaries. The issue regarding other properties having the same easements as Mr. Garner's property was not raised during the initial review of the application and was unknown to staff at the time this pier was permitted. Materially, this does not change the fact that the Newport News Circuit Court ruled the pier could be built and allows for mooring of vessels up to 25 feet in length. If the other parties desire to create mooring slips on this pier, a new permit application would need to be submitted. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Other questions from the Commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes.
Counselor, I don't need to swear you in, but Mr. Gardner, I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name on the record. Approach the microphone.
Thomas A. Garner.
And I'm Johnny Cope, representing him.
Welcome, Mr. Cope.
Thank you. Commissioners, this will be brief. First, let me address the bench. You saw the photograph. Both neighbors are complaining today of similar benches on the end of their piers. He just is going to add a bench to the end of his pier so he can sit there and enjoy the sunsets. Now, the application that was approved by the commission about 6 months ago allowed for Mr. Gardner to have a 6-foot wide pier. The pier itself, he built 5-foot. The bench will be angled slightly back to make it more comfortable so you're not sitting straight up. It will still will not exceed 6 foot, the overall dimensions, and staff has recommended it, and we certainly think it's more than reasonable. As far as the boat lift itself, again, as was pointed out by staff, this commission approved 2 mooring piles to be beside the pier. The boat lift will be within those mooring piles. It certainly is not going to encroach any further than what has already been approved. It's going to be within the same footprint, and as the staff pointed out, it's economic. Environmentally more favorable to have a lift than it is to have a boat with anti-fouling paint underneath. And again, we would ask that you follow the recommendation.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions?
Thank you, gentlemen. Any questions from the commission?
Yes,
Mr. Tankard.
Why didn't we apply for this when we had our original application?
Frankly, the bench, I didn't think he needed an application. And I'm surprised that he did, but the commission said get one, so he did. And the lift, it was just an afterthought. I mean, and he's just going through the proper process.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, gentlemen. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward. Or at least one of the, well, come on forward. Please raise your right hand. Are you an attorney?
No, I am not an attorney.
Then I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Yes, I'm Vincent Joseph. I'm the adjacent property owner.
Welcome, Mr. Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Can staff put the pictures back up? I'd like to orientate where we are and some of the issues that we have. To clarify some things that were stated by Mr. Joseph,
I need you to stand at the microphone. All our sessions are tape recorded here,
okay,
posted on our website.
Cursor. How's that?
Yeah.
There we go. Good. I'm I'm old. I'm not used to computers, so you have to. I like to.
I'm a bit of a Luddite myself.
Thank you. This is our pier right here. It's about 20 feet from the Gardner Pier. If you look at our bench right there, there was an unimproved bench that was installed after the permit was approved. That bench has a sloping back to it, and you all have a copy of our letter. And if you look at it, it is a six-foot easement. The bench was built, and it was a foot to a foot and a half off past the 6 foot. And we just got approval from staff. We've been working with staff. And staff says it will be reconstructed, but it'll be within the 6 foot easement. Before, it was not. It was sticking off at least a foot and a half. That was our issue with the bench for issue number one. So staff has assured us that that's not going to happen again. It won't be reinstalled the way it was. So we are not objecting against the bench. And the question that we have with the boat lift, and you have a copy of the letter that we have, is that upset that that after the bench was removed, VMRC had it removed, it was put on a floating dock in our riparian rights. And the floating dock was moored right there. And this is right on our line. This is our line. In addition, they did some digging here to get some electrical conduits for the future boat lift. And they took the riprap that's here. Now, the riprap that's on this side was installed years ago, and it's broken up concrete. Our riprap is the approved granite. And they took all of this and just threw it onto our property. And then you see this electrical conduit right here with exposed wires. They had this looping all the way over about maybe 5 to 6 feet on our property. And those are issues that we had to have resolved by VMRC. We were promised by Memorial Day that floating dock would be removed for us to enjoy Memorial Day weekend. Because that is our, as you can see, this is where our ladder is, and this is where boats are moored. The floating dock was here. On Memorial Day weekend, it was not removed. I then contacted Delegate David Yancey, and it was removed the next day after Memorial Day weekend. I have had some troubles with this. Number one, with trespassing on my property, with electrical conduit that's exposed on my property, with a floating dock that's moored in my riparian rights, and the bench hanging off into my riparian area. With that all said, nevertheless, is that we're all neighbors, and we need to get along. And if you look in my letter, my concerns are is that if the boat lift is built here, that the other owners of the pier, the future owners of the pier, will be mooring their boats on my side over here of the pier, and that will be blocking my navigation. And also, they have water rights to moor on this side of the pier, but they do not have water rights to moor on my side of the pier. Mr. Gardner has a renter in his property that he has who has moored a boat there, and I had talked to Mr. Garner about that, and he said that his understanding is that somebody can moor a boat for about a couple hours, but not for a long time, like a day. He has moored the boat there for 4 to 5 days, which has impaired some navigation to our pier. Again, the floating dock was moored there for weeks until we got Delegate Yancey to remove it. With that said, I have now talked with the three property owners that will have access to the pier. I wanted it in writing that they would not moor a boat for more than 2 hours on my side of the pier, and that they would not block my navigation, and that in return, I want to be a good neighbor, that I will let them, if this pier is full, that they're welcome if it's available. I may allow them to moor on my pier. being, so we can have some peace in the neighborhood. I've already allowed one of the neighbors to do to more on my pier. And in the future, I continue to do that because it's a blessing to have good neighbors. We have had a handshake. I do not have it in writing, and I really wanted to have it in writing because I don't want to go out there to try to enjoy my pier and have it block my navigation and to impede my love and enjoyment of the water in my pier. So on faith, with the handshake from the owners, I am now saying that my concerns have been taken care of on the boat lift. Okay. And now that it's a public hearing, I wanted to make sure it was public, that I have a handshake that they will not violate my riparian rights. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Tanker.
How long have you lived here?
17, 18 years, I think, yeah.
So you knew about the easement that was granted for public use or use of the development when you signed up 17?
Yeah, I knew there was an easement there, and for a single boat, it was, my understanding was it was for access, and if a pier was built, it'd be a single boat, is what I was told, yeah.
Any other questions from the commission? Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay. I think you're okay. Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey.
Thank you very much
Appreciate
for your time. Thank you.
Please come forward. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Ellen Edwards.
Take a deep breath. It's all good. We're not going to bite.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Ellen Edwards. I own the 632 Snug Harbor Lane waterfront property, my piers to the far right, and I'm living there with this controversial easement with an additional pier in my backyard. Since 1959, when my house was built, all of the previous owners, as well as myself, have enjoyed an extremely quiet, private, secure, scenic setting. In 2012, when Mr. Garner informed me that he wanted to build a pier on the seldom-used easement on my property, my reaction was to protect my property. Mr. Garner was determined to build a pier on the property he bought as a foreclosure next door to me. So we went to court. I had to do whatever I could legally do to protect my idyllic setting. In 2015, after the court ruled in Mr. Garner's favor that he had access to mean low water from the easement, a 250-foot pier request was approved and built from the 6-foot easement on my property, along with 2 mooring poles, actually installed at the height for a boat lift, in my riparian area. The MRC staff said the poles were necessary to safely moor a boat. The property Mr. Garner purchased in foreclosure, 630 Snug Harbor Lane, is not waterfront property. The only access to the water from this property is through the 6-foot easement over my property, and the only riparian rights he was granted by the court is for the 6 feet that his pier is on. The deed and court order clearly states he could build a private, non-commercial pier, quote, provided said pier or wharf is confined to an extension in a straight line of said 6-foot easement, quote. According to the MRC staff, any mooring poles or lifts are considered part of a pier. His existing mooring poles and potential lift are outside the 6-foot extension of the easement, so they should not be allowed. Plain and simple, installation of anything outside the straight line extension of the 6-foot easement violates the deed and court order and is in my riparian area and should only be allowed if there's an agreement with me, which we don't have at this time. This alone should be enough to deny his request to build a boat lift on my riparian area outside the 6 feet granted to him. But there are more unresolved issues associated with this pier that I believe the commission should be aware of. The deed and court order only allow this pier if it's a privately owned, non-commercial pier confined to the extension of the easement. To date, 2 other property owners have come forward claiming a right to the easement and pier. It is my understanding that the 3 property owners are in negotiations to share the pier in such a way that all of them will have deeded rights and ownership. According to VMRC website and staff, If more than one person shares ownership to a pier, it is no longer considered a private, non-commercial pier. All of the property owners were aware of this when Mr. Garner requested a private, non-commercial pier and that it was approved as such. These property owners also realized that if the VMRC knew that it was going to be a multi-user pier, the request may have been delayed or possibly denied. In addition, I'm not even sure that the other two have the rights they claim. I feel the intent of the original deed written in 1959 was to give one household the right to use the easement and build a pier. Since then, the property of 630 Snug Harbor, now owned by Mr. Garner, was subdivided and the easement and pier rights were written into the deeds of the new landowners. The original burden on the easement was for one family. Now there are multiple households, including a renter at 630 Snug Harbor, as well as grandchildren, friends, and people I don't even know, accessing the pier in the middle through the easement in my yard. It isn't clear that the rights could legally be passed when the original lot was subdivided. So are there two more owners or not? Not something for the VMRC to decide, but will probably need to be settled in court. In conclusion, I'm asking that the VMRC deny the installation of a boat lift because it would be outside the extension of the 6-foot easement and in my riparian area. If you decide not to deny it, I ask that you postpone any decision until the property right issues are worked out. As far as the 12-foot bench requested, my only concern is that it be installed in such a way that it's confined to the 6-foot width of his pier and not hang over into anyone else's riparian area that might interfere with the navigation to their boat slip. Thank you for consideration of my objections to any further infringements to my now less than quiet, less private, less secure scenic setting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Edwards. Other questions from the commission? Thank you very much. Okay. Mr. Edwards, you want to testify as well? Please come forward. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Rick Jones. First thing I want to do is address some of the issues that were talked by Mr. Copes talked about. My name is Mr. Johnson's picture is a little misleading. I'll show you a picture. I have a couple of pictures I want to first of all, Mr. Cope said that both peers that that both peers had similar benches. Mr. Joseph's pier does have a similar bench, but Mrs. Edwards' pier doesn't have a similar bench to what he wants to install. He said that his pier was 5 foot wide, not 6 foot wide, but his planks are 5 foot wide, but the poles that the planks are on extend the edge of those are 6 feet. So to say that his pier is a 5 foot pier is somewhat misleading. So if it goes out over the pilings, he is going outside of his 6 foot, which is what the easement has given him. He says that the boat lift was an afterthought. Well, actually, he had originally, which is what you asked, and somebody asked, and it wasn't really an afterthought. It was actually in the original application, but it was removed prior to the amendments that he did. It's written up in your paperwork, you can see. And you asked if it was if he knew or anybody knew of the public easement. It's not a public easement. It's an easement that was given to one piece of property that was, as Mrs. Edwards said, extended to two. So it's not meant for public easement. It's meant for one property owner. Okay, and Commissioners, thank you for hearing us on this issue. It's something I'm sure that you're tired of hearing about. It's taken several years for this, but believe you me, we're just as tired of it. My name is Rick Jones. I live at 632 Snug Harbor, and I'm making comments as a citizen and as a representative of Mrs. Edwards. And as Mrs. Edwards said, I think that we could, that he has the right to build a pier as long as it is entirely within the 6-foot easement extended. That says it all. The mooring poles and the lift are outside that 6-foot easement, so he should not be allowed to be able to do the mooring poles. And I'd like to be able to stop right here and say that's all we really need to talk about, because that alone is enough to give you the right to deny his pier. But it wasn't the right. You gave him the mooring poles, even though that issue was there before. So I want to bring a couple other things up to you so that you can have more reasons to deny the pier. Let's go back and address some of the issues that brought us to this point. Mr. Garner first requested his pier. It was objected to by both adjacent property owners, Mrs. Edwards and Mr. Joseph, and the Joseph, both for the excessive length and for the installation of the mooring poles in Mrs. Edwards' riparian area. Mr. Garner wanted a 200...
Mr. Jones, hold on a second, please. Can we confine this to the application that's before the commission now, which is for the bench and for the boat lift?
Okay.
So going back through the history of what happened to get this pier here, the pier is there, the pier is authorized. Let's talk about what the application is.
Okay. His main premise for being the staff's main premise for allowing the boat lift is that the mooring piles are already there. And so therefore, he's not taking any more riparian rights away from Mrs. Edwards. That's one of the main premises. But if the mooring poles shouldn't have been allowed in the first place, then the mooring poles would not be taking adjacent property rights, and you would be giving more. And so I was going to go back and talk about the fact that safely mooring a boat in a deep creek harbor doesn't require mooring poles. I've talked about it before, but I must not have said enough, and I got some more research on it that would show that mooring poles are not necessary in order to safely moor a boat in deep creek harbor. And so I wanted to bring that attention to that, and that would then take away the fact that he's just using space you've already given him, and whether the space you gave him is actually appropriate to have given him in the first place. Now, so see where I'm
well, it sounds to me like you're asking the commission to second guess its previous decision.
Well, I'm trying to show that there may be something that they want to think about the previous decision.
Let's confine this to the application that we have in front of us here, which is the boat lift, that the mooring piles were previously approved by the commission. It's asked and answered, and it's over and done with. That's my perspective.
Okay. When I did ask the staff about that, I was told that Mrs. Edwards should take Mr. Garner to court for that purpose. About the mooring pole. But it's really not something that Mr. Garner did outside of you guys allowing him to do it. So what it would seems like to me that it would have to be Mrs. Edwards would have to take the VMRC to court because they gave him the rights to do that. Am I correct or incorrect?
I can't give you legal advice. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying there are so many issues of confusion associated with this case that I was going to try to clear some of them up today, but okay, it'll be a lot shorter not having to try to change y'all's mind on something. Okie dokie. Okay. This is the picture that you've seen before. It's a little bit different. This is where, this is the river in the area where Mr. Garner's boat lift is, pier is. The picture that was shown to you by Mr. Johnson, it was a little misleading. His pier is twice as long as Mrs. Edwards' pier, not just a little bit longer. And to make things more complicated, but then maybe it clear up some of the issues. Mrs. Edwards has requested a pier of the extension of her pier 100 feet longer than it is. Now you say, what does this have to do with the giving him the rights to build a boat lift? The pier that Mrs. Edwards wants to be or build in her own riparian rights, this is Mrs. Edwards' pier right now, okay, to this point. She wants to extend her pier out to the same distance and the same length as Mr. Garner's pier is, and she wants to drop mooring poles on the side of Mr. Garner's pier. She wants to do this because we're looking at getting a big boat that we can, you know, travel on now that we're retiring. This is a boat lift right here. If we put mooring poles on this side, it would interfere with navigation this way. The staff has told me that our pier request is probably going to be denied because there will be no space for other people to get down to the shore side of Mr. Garner's pier. He has two other people, as Mrs. Edwards mentioned to you, that claim to have rights of access to the pier. Well, the question that we need to ask ourselves is, if this is the case, who is actually blocking the Garner's access to the lower part of the pier? And the answer is both of us, okay? Both people are blocking access to down to this way. But is there a way that the Garners can satisfy their own problem? Yes. If they put in a boat lift in this area right here, they are denying their own selves access to this space, okay? So why would you deny Mrs. Edwards her right to build a pier and extend it in her own?
Mr. Jones, I'm sorry. Nobody's denying Ms. Edwards anything at this point. This is a public hearing concerning the application by Mr. Gardner for a boat lift.
But it's inextricably connected because if you allow him to build a boat lift there, then Mrs. Edwards can't, and we both have requests at this same time in. So by allowing him to have his first, you're denying her right to appear for future extension and use of her own riparian rights. And
you've made your point, sir.
Okay. So what we're saying is that because of these, in conclusion, geez, Pete. The next thing I want to talk about is, since can't talk about other things I wanted to talk to.
Mr. Jones, we're here to discuss this boat lift application in the bench. I'm not denying you discussions about these issues. I'm trying to confine it to these issues.
I totally understand. I just am flustered and a little bit frustrated with the whole situation and what's happened in the past and now, too. So I'm sorry for insinuating that it's your fault. But I will stop here only after talking a little bit about the VMRC's summary and recommendations. The summary basically says that since the pilings are already there, the boat lift will not take up any more of Mrs. Edwards' riparian rights than the mooring poles already do. That seems like, if you're already taking somebody's riparian rights, adding more to it is not also the thing to do, as far as I would think. Anyway, let's compound the issue by putting the boat lift there, which is harder to remove if it does have to go to court. The staff recommended in March 24th, 2016, the granting of Mr. Garner's pier, stated the VMRC cannot delineate an individual's riparian area nor settle disputes concerning D language. This particular summary says VMRC does not have the authority to define riparian boundaries. So why would the VMRC and staff give Mr. Garner permanent access to what is obviously Mrs. Edwards' riparian area for his mooring poles and for a lift without Mr. Garner having a court order to the effect that she had to give up that space? When asked the question, as I mentioned earlier, I was told that Mrs. Edwards needed to take Mr. Garner to court. Anyway, it doesn't address the type of pier that may change from non-commercial to commercial if multiple owners do, in effect, have rights to the pier. It doesn't mention that the lift may interfere with the other people that want to have access to the pier, his partners, we may say, or the Gardner Group, who may have need to have access to the lower end of the pier, or that for them to get access to the lower end of the pier, or that the VMRC may deny Mrs. Edwards her right to extend her pier because his lift is in there. The summary implies that the court order requires that the VMRC and Mrs. Edwards to make accommodations so that Mr. Gardner can have a 25-foot boat, even if it negatively impacts Mrs. Edwards' human riparian rights. It doesn't mention or address that Mrs. Edwards has submitted that request for her pier extension and that Mr. Gardner's lift being approved will pretty much negate her ability to be able to do that. In summary, we ask that you deny Mr. Gardner his request to build a lift because as the court order and as the deed indicate, anything outside the 6-foot extension of the easement should not be allowed. Mooring poles and a boat lift are outside that 6-foot easement, and so plain and simply, he shouldn't be allowed to. Thank you for your listening and paying attention, because I know how disjointed I sounded.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Are there questions from the commission?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter?
Can I just read one?
Mr. Cope, hold on a second. I'll give you all a chance to rebut here. I have a question to staff. Maybe others do as well. Mr. Johnson, what was the court's ruling?
That Mr. Gardner could construct a pier in a straight line from the easement out for the safe mooring of vessels up to 25 feet.
So the ruling actually granted the authorization to moor a vessel.
Not safe mooring. I'm sorry.
Are there other questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
And so to be clear, we also have two other property owners, 626-28, who also have the same privilege?
I have not seen any deed language. They have just called me. One party's called me on the phone and told me that, you know, that those two properties have the same language. I don't know the legal status of those claims, you know, based on the fact that it's a subdivided property and all that.
Right.
If they come forward wanting to do work on this pier, I think we'll have to go through the joint permit application process. They might very well need to go back to court again to find out if they have the same rights. We're just not in a position to say they can or can't do it at this time.
Right. So, can I ask a follow-up question then?
Yeah, Mr. Packer.
So if, in fact, that were the case, what would it look like if they also wanted boat lifts?
Quite possibly, without knowing for sure where the riparian areas are, if it runs... So this is the Gardner Pier here. If that riparian area does run out here, and it very well might, because if we're looking at extended property lines, that's where it is. But we don't know for sure because we don't have an apportionment. That mooring, if they start constructing, you know, slips on this side, that very well may be in the, you know, in the area of the Joseph's riparian area, and something we may not permit because it would be an encroachment to the riparian area.
Mr. Watkinson?
I was just going to add too that as Mike's pointed out, any additional construction on the Gardner Pier associated with other claims of easements would require authorization from this commission. And just because they might have an easement to build a pier or have access to use that pier doesn't trump the commission's authority to decide what can and can't be built out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we take something like this to the extreme and assume 50 lots had access through that same easement. I don't think that means the commission has to issue a pier permit that would accommodate 50 boats.
Oh, clarification. There's a difference between a commercial pier and a community pier?
It's really related to what's exempt in terms of authorized by statute. Private piers by riparian owners are authorized by statute, and we don't have to issue a pier for those structures. When it's on an easement and it's not a riparian pier, it's not exempt, and as a result, we have to issue a permit. And so goes from private to a pier that's not exempt. And more often than not, we've called those commercial, but as you can see, I don't think you want to call this commercial, but it's not a private pier that's exempt by statute.
Okay. Thank you.
I think this is a perfect time. Mr. Hall.
All right. Just to make a couple of things clear here, the VMRC does not adjudicate matters of riparian rights. What we do is determine whether a proposed use of state-owned bottom is reasonable. So just to make kind of the distinction clear, a riparian right is a particular landowner's right as opposed to other landowners. The VMRC permit does not address that at all. Now, the VMRC permit addresses the particular landowner's right versus the public. So what we do is authorize projects that typically will limit the public's use of state-owned submerged lands in some way, like a pier, which would limit the ability to use that land. We do not address questions of whether a particular pier will encroach on someone, an adjacent landowner's riparian area, or any of these other sort of controversies that seem to have arisen in this case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hall. Mr. Johnson, you wanted to say something.
I just wanted to point out, you know, there is an application for Ms. Edwards to extend her pier out in this configuration. Initial review of the application said it still met the exemption requirements. After consultation with legal counsel, it's been determined that we are exempting that pier addition, and the letter went out to the Edwards yesterday, you know, saying that, you know, their addition is exempt, and that if there is legal issues to be resolved because of an extension of this pier, that's going to again be a matter between the two parties, as this is a permit, as this is, you know, what we're authorizing in terms of use of state bottom, not private property rights. Okay. Same reason why we're saying Mr. Garner can put the mooring piles in his boat lift out there. Same logical argument.
Okay. Any other questions to staff? Mr. Packard.
You're going to have to repeat that for me, sir. The same logical argument as
The same argument for saying Mr. Garner can have his mooring piles and boat lift out here. You know, when their argument is impairing their riparian rights, well, we don't get into that. We're authorizing use of state bottom. Again, the extension of the Edwards Pier. Okay. It's an authorization to use state bottom. It's not influenced by what the property rights are. That's a civil matter between the two parties. Okay. Said that right?
Yes.
Sorry if I...
That's okay.
Too quick. I've been living and breathing this stuff for a little while right now.
Any other questions from the Commission of Staff? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Cope, you get a couple minutes to rebut.
All I'm going to do is read one sentence. This is from the Supreme Court of the United States, of Virginia, that was appealed and which upheld the order by the Circuit Court of New Orleans. And that one sentence says, the Gardners and all subsequent owners of 630 Snug Harbor property have the absolute and unfettered riparian right to use the water spaces immediately adjacent to the pier or wharf for bathing and the mooring of boats, said boats not to exceed 25 foot in length. It's been addressed by the Supreme Court.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Cope. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter who has not been heard? Public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the Commission for discussion and action.
I have
Mr. Neal.
A legal question. They were permitted a 6-foot easement.
Well, okay. So the question of the scope and the extent of easement is not for the commission to really consider. That is just for the court. And any sort of controversy about whether the scope of the easement was exceeded is for the court. I think the permit that we issued was for a 6-foot pier, correct? So they are permitted for the 6-foot pier. They built a 5-foot pier? In addition to the mooring poles.
But no question the mooring poles are outside the 6-foot. And that's not a legal issue.
That would be a
Not for us.
Right.
It was built within specs that we authorized.
Yeah. So they're within the permit. Whether they're within the easement is, you know, something for a court to determine.
Any other discussion? Mr. Tankard.
Yes, well, I mean, one thing is very clear is that Mr. Garner is not a riparian parcel. And the adjacent property owners are. There is some difference there. And I'm not sure exactly what, but it seems to me that the riparian landowner has some greater rights than does a person who has the ability, has a 6-foot, as delineated, 6-foot right-of-way. To me, when we add in the idea of a boat lift adjacent to a 6-foot right-of-way, that's something significantly different than just a 6-foot right-of-way. So I just want to point that out as a matter of discussion. And I think that at the same time, boat lifts are very consequential. They're big, and they take up a lot of room over state bottom. That's a little bit different than, I suppose, there are 8-foot diameter poles, 2 of those, 8-inch diameter poles, excuse me. There's a horizontal beams that lift the boat up and down. It's quite an apparatus.
I'll put out that you kind of distilled what I've been thinking about this case as well. It's one thing to have the court order that allows in more vessels. It's another thing to have a boat lift, which isn't necessary to moor a vessel.
Correct.
So to me, that's what it distills down to. Mr. France.
Yes, I'm certainly not the one to be questioning the state Supreme Court. But, you know, when they give permission to moor up to a 26-foot boat, that's fine. You can move that boat, and you can have access to that area. But when you put a boat lift in there and hang it up, you've lost access to that area. So I think maybe that should be looked at some kind of way differently. That's two different things, in my opinion.
That's interesting.
Other discussion?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Mooring a boat and boat lifts, are they the same? Maybe they are, but they do have different ramifications, as you say, Mr. France. A lift is there. Mooring a boat can be moved. Somebody has to move around and change locations of a boat to accommodate traffic and movement of adjacent property owners. But there can be no accommodation with a lift for movement.
You're a brave man. Mr. Hull has something to add.
I just...
For clarification and edification.
Yeah, basically want to remind the commission that, again, we're not considering whether the easement granted anyone any right to any riparian rights or whether, you know, the boat lift is within that easement or not. All we're doing is considering whether the use of the bottom land for the boat lift is a reasonable one or not. The code sets forth the factors to consider. It's in 1205 here. Pull it out. Again, all we're considering is other reasonable and permissible uses of state waters and state-owned bottom lands. The marine fisheries, tidal wetlands, adjacent properties, water quality, and submerged aquatic vegetation. So really all we're confined to are those factors and not whether the easement or, you know, the court was correct in construing it.
Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, I certainly agree with everything you've just said, and one of those things was adjacent property owners. They have a bearing on our decision today.
Any more discussion? If not, the commission operates on motions. Mr. Tankard.
I move to deny this application. I think that they can moor out. They can put put a 25-foot vessel there with no problem at this time. I don't think there's a greater need for greater infrastructure that would encumber the use of the public bottom, of use of the adjacent property owners' use of and or future use of this of their property with their relationship to the water around them.
It's a motion to deny the application. Oh, could we get a clarification?
Yeah.
Is your clarification the same as mine?
Only, or is that the bench seat too?
I was going to ask.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I concentrate on the boat lift. It would be the boat lift only. Excuse me.
I second it.
It's a second by Mr. Zedra. Discussion on the motion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no's? The chair votes aye as well. This motion passes unanimously here. Mr. Gardner, your bench is approved. The boat lift is not. Thank you all for a very civil hearing.